Chapter 8. The Holy Grail.
Some years later, two empty places still remain at the Round Table. They say that these places are reserved for the best knights of all. One day, a peasant boy appears at the court.
Welcome, Percival. Surely he's joking. He's only a boy, and a poor boy too.
And finally, the last knight arrives.
Sir Galahad, the final seat is reserved for the perfect, purest knight. That must be you. The Round Table is complete. Now let's celebrate!
During the banquet, a vision appears. What is it?
I can't believe it. It's the Holy Grail, Christ's cup from the Last Supper. Now, finally, I know why I am king. It is a sign from God. This is the destiny of the Knights of the Round Table. You must search for the Holy Grail.
Where are you going?
Why waste time? We must leave immediately. He is right. We can celebrate another time. Now you must follow your destiny. Most of my knights are looking for the Grail, Merlin. Should I go too?
No, Arthur. There is a threat to the Round Table here in Camelot. You need to stay at home.
And you must not go either, Lancelot. Arthur needs you here.
Merlin is very fond of the Lady of the Lake and often visits her.
Good day, my lady. It's always a pleasure to see you.
And you too, Merlin. Come with me under the water. I want to show you my kingdom.
Under the water.
It's beautiful here. It's so good to be free from the world of mortals.
Come into this cave, Merlin. We can be alone together.
The Lady of the Lake casts a spell.
And now we can be alone together forever.
I can't move. Your magic is stronger than mine.
Where's Merlin? I don't understand. It's nearly a month now.
Why don't you talk to me, Your Majesty? I'm sure I can help you with your problems.